through a public consultation, and the elected members respected those wishes and acted accordingly. And the minister has come in and just overruled the elected members of Donegal Council. He appears to have based his decision on the renewable targets set for Ireland, but they seem to be concentrated rather a lot on Donegal.
Is this a case where national priorities are in conflict, as it were, with what the local priorities would be?
In conflict with local priorities, and also there didn't seem to have been evidence-based. Donegal's got a high percentage of European designated areas of conservation. We may have high wind speeds, but whether they're suitable for wind farming or not is a moot point, and whether wind farming is the answer, onshore wind farming. But they've gone for onshore wind farming, and the projections to 2023 show no increase envisaged in hydroelectricity or offshore wind farming or biomass or anything else, just onshore wind farming. You go back to an old thing, don't put all your eggs in the one basket. And in my opinion, they're putting all their eggs in the bad basket in this case.
It would appear that Donegal County Council has no recourse to appeal this and has no choice but to implement what the minister has directed.
Yes, it appears that. And going by what has happened in other counties, I presume it would be, you'd have to go to the courts to challenge it now. But whether we would envisage doing that or not, I don't know. We'll have to meet and discuss it. We'll have to go through it first of all and then discuss what we think.